The true measure of success is how many times you can bounce back from failure. Stephen Richards. Today is the first day I will be starting my manifestation journey, day one, that is documented. That is a big difference to what I was doing prior to this podcast. I wasn't documenting everything, and I feel like this is a source of therapy for me to come up here and speak on, you know, my goals, what my future is for myself, and just getting to it as closely as possible. That has always been a goal for me. And since I am about to be done with college, it was supposed to be next month, but due to COVID-19, it's in September. I feel like God is giving me this extra chance to figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I don't need to plan out everything. I just want to come up with some goals and ways I can get myself there. And I want you guys, when you listen to this podcast, to think about some goals that you would like to reach in the near or distant future. And how are you going to achieve those goals? And this is not only a manifestation podcast. I'll be talking about a bunch of other things. I love TV. I love movies. I love technology. I love, what else? The Shade Room. I love a lot of things. So we will be talking about, I'm so sorry. That is so rude. Don't be rude. But yes, sorry, that was my phone. But I'm going to be talking about just a bunch of everything because that's just who I am. My name is Tyler. I am 21 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And I attend Hampton University. I'm a transfer student. So, yes, I'm excited to graduate. I'm excited to take the next step in my life, which is adulthood, even though I'm an adult now. I'm 21 years old, but I will be a full-fledged adult leaving college. And I think that's completely different from being in college and being an adult and then being outside of college, because you still have some type of routine in school, and your parents still care about how you're doing in school. And so without the school element, I feel like you're on your own. So yes, I'll be talking about that, the excitement I have for graduating, how nervous I feel from graduating, and, you know, class of 2020, if you are listening, I understand your frustration at this time. It's very frustrating to know that to not know anything, to be quite honest, and not know anything on what's going on and will you be able to, you know, walk across the stage, when will it be, you know, and how long will this happen? How long will this last? And so I want to podcast to take my mind off of COVID-19 and, you know, everything that's going on in the world. So that is my goal today, because this is a quarantine podcast as well. I have nothing else to do but stay in the home. You know, this is supposed to be a very busy weekend for a lot of college students in the 757 in the Hampton Roads area. We had Something in the Water coming to Virginia Beach for the second year. And I was very excited for it. My friends and I have a hotel. Well, had a hotel. We had tickets. My friend was coming down here from New York. It was going to be great. I was so excited. I was happy to see Gunna, Tierra Whack, Pharrell again, just his special guest. I was so excited. I went the year prior, the first year, and it was everything I expected it to be. It was very good music. Jay-Z came out and performed. And so being from Brooklyn, Jay-Z is everything. So just to see him perform, it was a huge, huge thing to me. I had a great time with my friends. So I was excited to experience that again this year. And, you know, unfortunately, things happen, but we can't do anything about it but move on. And so that's what we're going to do today. So I always want to start this podcast with a popular topic that's going on right now, something that's a current event, something funny sometimes, something concerning. It doesn't matter. I like to start with something like an icebreaker so you guys can relate to me, see my sense of humor. I can relate to you when you comment and email me, and I will also let you guys know what my email is so you can send any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that. I'm all ears and I will definitely be reading them. So today I will be talking about the whole Kendrick Lamar and French Montana beef that's going on. I don't even know if there's a beef because I feel like it needs to be two parties involved for it to be a beef. And Kendrick Lamar is, you know, a Gemini, which I am. I love Gemini. I love Geminis. And so Kendrick Lamar is a Gemini, and I doubt that he will be making any response anytime soon, which is the best response. So French Montana claims that he has more hits than Kendrick Lamar. I would say hits or platinum records. And so Academics, he did a side-by-side of Kendrick Lamar compared to French Montana, and it looks like, which we all know, Kendrick Lamar is the hits god, but French Montana responded and said that was not accurate. So I'm going to read a list of French Montana's hits. Some that I totally forgot about, definitely. Like, Unforgettable is 8 times platinum, which I did not know, which I totally forgot was his song. But I can understand because that song was really good. But before I get into this list, I want to let you guys know that French Montana is not a solo rapper. Most of his pop hits, his Billboard 100 hits, are with a feature, and it's none that are platinum that is by himself, I don't think. Looking at it, no, I don't think so. So he always has someone on his song. So I'm not saying that takes away his credibility or anything like that, but if you have a feature on all of your songs that are platinum, you know, there is some listenership from that other artist that they're bringing to your, you know, your views, your counts or streams or whatever. So you just always have to keep that in mind. So Unforgettable with PNB Rock is 8 times platinum, which is great. That song was a really good song. It was a great party hit. Pop That is 2 times platinum. I remember Pop That. Pop That is a good song. No Stylist is 3 times platinum. Lockjaw is 2 times platinum. No Shopping, 2 times platinum. Ain't Worried About None is 2 times platinum. Welcome to the Party is platinum. I don't think I've ever heard French Montana's Welcome to the Party. So I'm going to just leave that out. And then Kendrick Lamar, let's go into Kendrick. Humble is that 9 times platinum? Ooh, wee. Swimming Pools is 4 times platinum. Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe is 4 times platinum. That is my song, guys. That is my song. And Jay-Z on the feature, the remix version, what? Yeah, I definitely rock with that. And then Love featuring Sakari is 4 times platinum as well. DNA, 3 times. Loyalty featuring Rihanna, which is a banger, 2 times platinum, Poetic Justice featuring Drake, 2 times platinum, Mad City, 2 times platinum, a banger, another banger, All the Stars, which I love SZA, that is 2 times platinum, and Pray for Me featuring The Weeknd is 2 times platinum as well. So, I'm rocking with Kendrick. I'm definitely rocking with Kendrick. Kendrick is more of a lyricist, in my opinion. I don't believe that French Montana can ever reach the level of lyricism that Kendrick Lamar has been on since day one, since Swimming Pools. So I said it, you know what I mean, at me, if you are Team French, but I'm definitely rocking with Kendrick on this one. I don't even know why he started that, and I'm so happy that Young Thug has something to say about it as well, because you're just not going to talk about a legend like that. And I'm, yes, that is a very powerful word, but Kendrick Lamar is a legend. So you're not going to talk about a legend like that and think you're going to get away with it because he's just not a responsive man. He's just not a confrontational man via she's not Twitter fingers, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely commend Young Thug for speaking on behalf of Kendrick. And I would like to see French Montana, like, come for Thug's hits, because Thug has hits. Thug is a legend in himself. So I really would want French Montana to come for him crazy. But he has, though. And he's mentioned, you know, him being gay, which I do not think is funny at all. Him wearing a dress, I do not think that's funny at all. So, French Montana, he's doing a little too many low blows for me. You know, Thug said he had to wear the dress because he had the stick. So, stop playing with Thug, please. Stop playing with Thug. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. So, I think French Montana just wants to start beef with people, because he started beef with 50 Cent, you know. He's just been a little messy, which does not look cute on you, French. Does not look cute on you. So, yeah, that is the story of the day. I'm done speaking on that because that's going to get me mad. Because how can you compare? How can you compare yourself to a legend like that? Especially, like, hit-wise and lyrics-wise, you can never compare. You can never compare. Kendrick is there. Kendrick is there. He won a Pulitzer Prize. What rapper do you know in this generation that has won that award? So I'm gonna just let that speak for itself. Yeah, that's it. I'm done talking about. But yeah, so I want to talk about today's quote that was mentioned in the beginning of the podcast. I'm going to just reiterate it again if you didn't hear it. The true measure of success is how many times you can bounce back from failure. This quote really stuck with me because I've had so many what I felt were great business ideas, and I try to bring them to life, but sometimes the journey was too hard, so I gave up. And that's something that I want to stop the cycle on, and I want to continue to manifest my ideas and bring them to life. I think that will help me with my journey, especially because I have been known for starting something and not finishing it. And I don't want to be like that for the rest of my life, because life is too short not to pursue your dream. As a Black woman, I see the importance now to be successful, especially for other Black women, just as a group, for us to be successful, because there's not a lot of us at the top. And I want to surround myself with women who are successful and who are like-minded and equally yoked as I am, because that's the only way you can grow. And that's how I find inspiration, just sitting down with women who are already in the field, who are successful and who can share on their failures and how they've done better. So that's what motivates me. That's what inspires me. And honestly, I get most of that from going on YouTube and listening to podcasts and you watching YouTube videos and watching lives and things like that. I was watching a live the other day with Candy Burris from Real Housewives of Atlanta, also group member of, what was the name of the group? Oh my gosh, this is gonna kill me. This is gonna kill me with time. Escape. I'm so sorry. My mind just went blank for a second. But yes, Candy Burris, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Escape. She has a YouTube live on Mondays called Money Making Mondays. And this week she had VB Simone on her live. And I drew a lot of inspiration from B. I watch her on YouTube and I am a follower. And she talks about her journey as well as manifestation and how she wanted to manifest being a millionaire by 30 and having $1 million tangible in her savings account, you know, not her checking, you know what I mean, not $1 million of all her assets, $1 million in her savings account. So I thought that was a huge goal, which she did accomplish. I do not want to spoil it. I definitely want you guys to watch it because it inspired me to start my journey. So at the end of this podcast, and which I recommend you guys to do, is to write down a goal or say a goal. So at the end of this podcast, you will not know my goal until you fully watch or fully listen to this podcast. So at the end, I will say every episode, I will say a goal that I have for myself and that I will try to accomplish within a certain time frame, no matter how big or small it is. It does not matter, not at all. All that matters is that you work towards your goal. So I can give you an example of a goal so you guys can, you know, start brainstorming and figure out what you want your goal to be. So I would say a goal of mine, which is a short-term goal, I'm giving myself 4 months, I want to have a new car. I want to have a new car. And I want to have a new car by September 27th. September 27th. And I want that car to be white. I see this car, I see me driving this car, this is my car. I want to have a white 2019-2020 Honda Accord. I want a white 2020 or 2019 Honda Accord. And that might not be big to some people, and for some people that might be really, really big, getting a car. But I manifested me getting my first car, my car Marge right now. She's a 2014 Honda Accord. And before I was documenting my manifestation journey, which started today, I was manifesting, but I did not know I was full-fledged on, you know, knowing the definition that I know now, manifesting. And I saw the car that I wanted. I envisioned the car that I wanted, and I received that car thanks to the help of my mother and her loving and undying support towards everything that I do. I love you so much. God allowed her to give that gift to me. And this time, I want to be blessed and help out or purchase completely that car myself. So that is what I'm manifesting now. I know it is possible. I know 4 months might not seem like a long time. It surely doesn't seem like a long time to me, but I know that is doable and that I can do it. And I will have an all-white 2019 or 2018 Honda Accord. And that's it. And that's it. And that is you and God's personal secret that you have that's going on. And you will work towards that. And that's how I see manifestation. And you just have to work towards it. So tomorrow I will get up and I will go to work, and I will work my butt off another day so I can be a step closer to my goal. And that's manifestation. You know, you have to speak it into existence, but you also, and this is the most important part, and I know a lot of people think, you know, oh, this isn't real, this is not true, but once you speak something into existence, you can't just stop. Like, that's it. No, that's not it. You have to completely live, eat, sleep, breathe, see what you want. And that is the only way you can achieve it. The only way. I know that just based off of my experience. And you have to work towards it. That is also the most important part. That is the second most important part, not if the first, but you always have to work towards it. You can't just allow God or allow, you know, what you believe, the universe, and, you know, you can't allow that to do it for you. Not at all. You have to put your best foot forward. You have to try hard. You have to persevere. And you will receive it. I am sure you will receive it. So back to my inspiration, which is watching YouTube and seeing B. Simone manifest $1 million and how she wants to, and when, not how she wants to achieve it, but when she achieves it, the date, the time, all of that, that definitely inspired me. That definitely inspired me. She said April 5th, 50 days from now, April 5th, I will become a millionaire. And it's so much power in the tongue. It is so much power in the tongue. And when she said that, I instantly believed her. I knew she was going to achieve it. I knew she was going to achieve it, no matter what got in the way, because there were things that got in the way. And like the quote said, how many times can you bounce back from failure? It was a lot of things that's gotten in the way from you and I pursuing something and achieving something. But are you going to let that win? Are you going to let failure win? And that is how you become successful. Not placing success as a money standard, a financial standard, even though that contributes to success. I'm labeling success as a goal that you would like to achieve in this time, in this lifetime, that you have been desiring to do, and you feel like God has put you in this place to do it. So my idea of success is completing goals, completing tasks, completing ideas and business plans, so you can elevate yourself onto another level, as well as achieving things you've always dreamed of. Let's say your goal is to become a hairstylist in a major city, let's say Atlanta, and you want to make wigs. And your wigs are the best of Atlanta. I want you, if you are a hairstylist and if you want that to be your goal, think about it, dream about it, make an image board about it, pray about it, speak about it. Everything that you want in your hair care line, your hair line, your wig line, I want you to speak it and see if that will motivate you to go to the next step. And 9 times out of 10, it will. The more you talk about it, the more you envision it, the more you see it, the more likely you will be able to achieve it. And that is my goal. I want to be able to live, eat, sleep, breathe my manifestations. And that is something I want for you all as well. Manifesting is not easy. It's not easy. There are some days that I get up and I just want to give up. I'm tired. I don't want to do this. I don't want to continue to get up and go into class and all of that. I don't want to have to, you know, go to certain meetings. I don't want to have to go to work. I don't want to have to work out. I don't want to do any of that. But if you let that fear and that laziness and that frustration overcome you, you will never get anything accomplished. And I'm speaking from personal experience. Real talk. I am explaining my life right now. My entire life. On how sometimes I did not want to do anything. And I laid in the bed. And I was in the bed most of the day and didn't get anything accomplished. And how bad I felt being in that stage and being in that depressive and sad space and not wanting to hang out and not wanting to see people or people to see me. So I understand how that can be. I definitely can relate 1,000%. So it's best now, even the days you do not want to get up, you get up and you find something to do productive in the house. And I'm not saying get up, put on a full face of makeup, go to the grocery store, go out. No, I'm saying get up out the bed, open the blinds, have the light shine in, cook. You know what I mean? Make something to eat. Cook a nice meal you found on Instagram, you saw on Instagram or you saw on Twitter or something like that. Make that meal. You're going to enjoy your day so much more being productive. That's what I've learned. So that's what I'm trying to do with a black girl with the computer, That is my whole platform that I want to enhance and grow and make so profitable and so successful and so philanthropic, because I also believe, and this is something that I strongly believe in, and if anyone knows me personally knows how much I love to give to other people and how sometimes you don't see yourself in a fortunate position, but compared to a lot of people in this world, a lot of people in this country, a lot of people in this state, you are more privileged than they have ever imagined. And even though it might not feel like that sometimes, when you drive past someone who is panhandling, or if you see someone struggling, I feel like that is your civil duty to help them out if you can. If you can. And I'm going to give you an example of just good karma, of you doing good for people in the universe working in your benefit. And this is something so small, something I don't even think that is huge. Not at all, but you can definitely do it. So I'm going to give you a situation. It was about a couple of weeks ago. I was driving. I started this Instacart situation. It's not the best. And I'm here to be honest. I'm not here to lie and to make it seem like my life is more glamorous than it is, because Lord knows it's not. And, you know, since I have extra time on my hands, I picked up Instacart and I've been delivering groceries and things like that. And I also do Postmates. I don't do it anymore. Luckily, and that's manifestation in itself, but that's just another episode. So I'm done with Postmates. I stepped up and moved to Instacart, and I'm making, you know, a decent living for being a college student and having nowhere to go and, you know, just making money on the side. And so I started Instacart a few weeks ago, and I was driving around, and that allowed me to get one of my favorite meals from a restaurant. I made enough money that day, so I went over to what's the place called? I got shrimp calamari. No, not shrimp calamari. I got fried calamari. I'm sorry. I got fried. There's no such thing as shrimp calamari. I got fried calamari from, what is this place called? Oh, the Twisted Crab. Yes, the Twisted Crab in Hampton in the 757. If you are local and you know what I'm talking about, the Twisted Crab has the best calamari, one of the best. I would say Pier 88 has great calamari too, and that's also a 757 restaurant. And so anyway, that's besides the point. I got calamari. I was so excited. I smelt it in the bag. Oh, wee. That, it smelled really good. I can still smell it now. But I was smelling it. I was manifesting it. I knew that's what I wanted. I set my goal on it, you know, because seafood isn't cheap, and I'm not saying it's the most expensive thing, but I'm saying that as a college student, I don't have a lot of money to be spending $20 on just one meal, you know? So I definitely don't have that. So I was very proud of myself that I have enough money to buy food and go out and eat when I want to. So yeah, so I bought that. I was so excited for it. And then on my way home, I saw someone who was less fortunate, who was panhandling, and I looked at the food, I looked ahead, looked at the food again in the passenger seat, looked straight ahead, and I said, I have to give this man my food. I have to. And if you haven't or if you have been in the situation before, you're stopping at a light and the panhandler is on the corner, you really don't have that much time to make a decision between the light changing colors and you thinking, well, should I give this to him or not? And so I decided to give him my food. And he was very grateful. I was very grateful that I had the opportunity that God allowed me to see him at the time I did, and that I was in a position where I can give him my food and not regret it. Because after I gave him my food, guys, let me tell you, even though I was fascinated with the smell and I was trying to get home as soon as possible to eat that, and I knew what wine I was going to drink and I knew what TV show I was going to watch, when I gave him that food, I felt so relieved, and I didn't have to go back and get another one. I was content, you know, not eating that. I was so content. I wasn't upset, any of that. So I decided to go to Wendy's that is on our campus now. We have a drive-through Wendy's. And so I pulled up to the Wendy's and I didn't have my debit card on me, but there is a BOA, Bank of America, next door to the Wendy's. So I get to the window, I order my stuff, I order a salad, get to the window. I'm like, do you guys take Apple Pay? Please say Apple Pay. Wendy's, of course, does not take Apple Pay. Like, come on. And so I go to the bank next door. As soon as I pull up to the bank, like right next door to Wendy's, one of the workers, she comes out. She's like, hey, you know, you don't have to pay for it. We'll just give it to you. And I'm standing in between the parking lot where my car is and the ATM. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you really sure that you wanted to give this to me? I couldn't believe it. And she said yes. And I asked her one more time and she said yes. And I just went back in my car. I went through the drive-thru. I said thank you like 10 times because I was just so grateful that they decided to bless me without knowing what I did 30 minutes ago, probably less than that, 20, 15 minutes ago to bless somebody else. They didn't know what they couldn't possibly know what had happened, you know, 20 minutes ago. And so for me to be blessed with food again, that had to only be God and good karma. That's all I can think of. That's honestly all I can think of. And so I was just so happy that I saw God's work and I saw that he was listening and that he was watching me. And ever since then, guys, ever since then, I've been on this, you know, you put good energy out there, you will receive, you know, good energy. So hopefully, the more and more I get into this podcast, and I'm getting into my manifestation right now, the more and more I do this podcast and more I talk with you all on important topics that I deem to be responsible, topics that I deem to be inspirational, topics that I deem to be motivational, I want to also give back. And the ways that I want to give back is monetary. So I want to give money to the listeners of this podcast, achieve their manifestation. So if you want to open your own hair salon, if you want to start your own clothing line, if you want to do any of that, I want to be in the position further down the line. I'm not in the position right now, unfortunately, but I do want to give out money to girls, women that I see who are striving and who are putting themselves in an uncomfortable position to be in a very comfortable position in the future. So that is definitely a manifestation goal of mine, is to help others with financing their dreams, basically. So that is something I'm putting out into the universe, something that will definitely happen. And the more and more that this podcast begins to rise in popularity and listenership and viewership and all of that good stuff, I will be able to put money into my viewer and my listeners' pockets. And that is definitely a goal of mine. I want to help out as best as I can. And I believe it will be sooner or later, with not even just, you know, money, with possibly raffles. If I get to the first 5, I believe, podcasts, maybe the 5th one, I will be able to do a raffle, give something really good to 1 or 2 or 3 winners. And I manifest in about 15 podcasts, I will be able to send out some small cash apps, you know, $20, $25, $30, $40 to people who are listening to this podcast. And I really see it growing a lot. I definitely see it. And that is the key to manifestation, is your vision. And that is my vision. So I'm happy to share my manifestation goals with you guys. I will be thinking about it a lot, praying about it a lot, praying about the success of this podcast and how I can connect more with you guys and talk about topics that you find important and educational. And so please, please, please contact me. I will let you know my email address. And I'm so, so happy that you guys found the time to listen to this podcast. I cannot be more blessed. This is my first time. I'm so sorry for, you know, me talking a little slow. I just wanted to make sure I'm thinking things through before I say it, because I talk a little too fast sometimes. And so I wanted to take the time and clearly express my thoughts in the way in which will make sense to you. So thank you. HBO's hit series Insecure is back on TV with season 4. I am so excited to see what happens to Issa and Molly this season, so make sure you tune in this Sunday at 10 p.m. and catch up on all previous episodes, because we will be talking about it on this podcast. See you guys then. Repeat this after me. Your life is already a miracle of chance waiting for you to shape its destiny. Your life is already a miracle of chance waiting for you to shape its destiny. The late and great Toni Morrison. Okay, guys, thank you so much for sticking all the way through and listening to my podcast. This concludes it. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm so grateful for you guys. And thank you if I haven't said thank you before. Please make sure you email me all of your suggestions, your questions, concerns to blackgirlpodcast@gmail.com. It's spelled blkgrlpodcast@gmail.com. I will be answering them daily, even if I might not air them on the podcast. Also, I wanted to direct you to my Instagram @blackgirlwithacomputer on Instagram. So please make sure you follow me and support. Thank you so, so, so much again. I appreciate all of you. Be blessed.